Last couple of days, we've been talking about Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on Beis Hamidos. Machlokas as to what is the Mokar that Eira Chodem and Lisur. Rashi says the Mokar is from Afreshes Truma and Shchita, Nidra, Agid, and Chelev, the Torah, trust individuals, about Isur and about Kashrus. And Tosfos says that it's learned from Nida. So the question we started addressing last time is, why did Rashi just learn from Nida? It's a Pasuk. He had trouble with the Rashi, aside from the fact that he's given cases that are Yadel. But there is a pasuk by Shita, but it's not like there are so many sukkim over here. It's not mefurish, but neither is not much a pasuk. The sefer lo la'atzma pasuk a drosha, or it's mefurish that eidach is nambi. So why Rashi just say neither? So yesterday we suggested that maybe the answer lies in the comment of Tosfos later on. We must call it havi. The Tosfos ever says a havamina. There's a havamina that maybe in a certain. You know, let's say it over the kids. Right? Tosfos says that if Eidechot is Neman, even Keneged Cheskas Issa, on the Tzad and the Gemara Yevamis, so then what do you need to suffer law for? What do you need to suffer law? Neither is lowest Chazak Issa, Tosfos described in the previous Tosfos. So if Eidechot is Neman, even against the Cheskas Issa, there must be some kind of a mocker for that halach. Neither is not going to be the mocker because there she's in the menace, even not against the Cheskas Issa. So what do you need to suffer law for? The Tosfos says, no, I'd have a havamina that need, there might be a davish of erva, and that's why she shouldn't be neman, so I need the possibility to tell me, no, that she's going to be neman. So we said that maybe one way to learn Rashi is that Rashi assumes that need the taka is a davish of erva. Maybe Rashi felt you couldn't learn from neither because it is a davish of erva. Tosfos would say that the maskana, that the kamash malan is, that neither is not a davish of erva, and that's why she's going to be neman. It's not just that it's a gzeres ha-tosfos. So that's the maskana, right? I would think that Nida is Davish Erva. Maybe Taka Rashi holds that Nida is a Davish Erva. Either because he holds that all Isuri Erva are Davish Erva, like the Rabbeinu Tam, even though Rabbeinu Tam himself holds Nida is not an Erva, but the so that Davish Erva is any Edus about an Erva, that Rashi agrees with him. And he holds that Nida is an Erva, so that's why Nida is Davish Erva. Or he goes like the Rabbeinu Rosh Hashanah, that he assumes that any Eidus on the status of a Gavra, as opposed to Eidus on the status of a Chef, so that's Davish of Erva. So clearly, the Eidus of Anida by herself, whether she's Becheskes Tumah, not Becheskes Tumah, that's Eidus on the status of a Gavra, so that would be a Davish of Erva. So the simple answer for Rashi, that Rashi holds that Anida is a Davish of Erva, for one of two reasons. Some of the Talmidim, Daniel Sternthal and others, came up to me after Shir, and they said, but just one second, why can't Rashi just go like the Ramban? I say, good, we'll get to the Rambam. The first answer for Rashi is a Lamdusha answer. And maybe Rashi didn't want to learn like Moses that the din that Eidach and Nevi Yisur is derived from Nida, because he holds it's not Yisur, it's Davish Ba'erba, so obviously it can't be a Mokka for Yisur. But the other answer for Rashi could be what the Ramban says. The Ramban is not addressing this issue. The Ramban is addressing Tosfos' old kash. Now, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos said that how do we know that Eidach and Nam Bisurin Nida? He says, but if Nida is the Makar, so then Afilu is Chazak Yisura, maybe we should say that Eidach is Neman, even if it's a Chazak Yisura. So to that, Tosfos answered, no, Nida is not a Chazak Yisura. There isn't a Chazak Yisura element of Nida, but she's Nemanis because of the other, but that's not the issue that we're focusing on. Nida has a lowest Chazak Yisura part to it. She's not Becheskes Roa. So from there we learned that Eidach is Nam Bisurim with lowest Chazak Yisur. But Tosfos kasha was that if Eidach and Nam Bisurim is right from Nida, so then he should be Neman even if it's Chazak Yisur. The Ramban had sent kasha. But he doesn't give Tosfos his answer. He quotes Tosfos later. That's the Dermas that I didn't give you. He quotes Tosfos that it's Biyada, that she's Nemanis because of Biyada. Interesting. Right? It's interesting what he meant by that answer. He quotes the second half of Tosfos, not the first half of Tosfos. You didn't see that in the Masl anyway. Right? The Tosfos says, the Tosfos did, so the Hasan biyada lasak and shetispa v'titpo. Interesting, right? That's neither is the matter because of biyada, only biyada. He doesn't say that there's no cheskes issa, any b'cheskes shneira. He quotes part of Tosfos. Interesting. But what is there before him? Forget what he quotes from Tosfos. What does Rabban himself say? Ramban quotes the Yeshiva Farshim. The Yeshiva Farshim should look at the suffer lo la'atzma. The mocha that Eidach and Nevi Yisurim is derived from Nida. The kashal, in fact, Ramban, kashal, he hasim is chazik yisura, Shafilu Pearson either Imo Bemita Oshi Yolda Soferas Ma'atma Vinemanes Al Tfilasan. Even if Pearson needed a Mita, meaning even if we know for sure that she's a Nida, it's just a way of saying that the Baal knows for sure she's a Nida. Right? If it's not Pearson Imo, if he's not Pearson Imo Bemita, so how does he know? He only knows because she told him. So how's that a Cheska system? The Ramban gives you an example where we know for sure that she's a Nida. So there is a Cheska system. Oh, but who told you that she's Tahora? She's telling you that she's Tahora. That's what we're trying to figure out. So Zakir Ramban, by Nida, it could be Ischaz Gisura. She's Nemenes even where there is Ischaz Gisura. Even where she's Bevadai, a Nida, she's Nemenes to say that she's Tahora. V'nigma mina de'erecha ne'eman afilu Ischaz Gisura. This is Tosis Kasha. Tosis bothered with this Kasha. He's not trying to answer Rashi. He's bothered with this Kasha. The Nida is Ischaz Gisura, so the din that erecha ne'eman Gisura cannot be derived from Nida. So Zakir Ramban, El Shaini Hasam. Rabban says, first of all, neither could be different. She's nemenes lagabe atzma. She's nemenes lagabe herself. He takes that as a double portion. It's obvious that the Torah is going to trust a woman about herself in terms of nida, but she needs two eidim to tell herself that she's tahora. That doesn't make sense to him. But we'll have to understand what that means. But that's Rabban's first point. Right? So once she's nemenes lagabe atzma, then she has to be nemenes lagabe bayim. What does that mean that she's nemenes lagabe atzma? And then why does that perforce require us to say that she's also nemenes lagabe bayla? We'll think about it. Okay, let's hold this teretz in Ramban. He's definitely saying something. We have to evaluate it further. But before we evaluate that Ramban, let's just see the hepshir. Inami hasam efshir shetavi edim lepsika zivasa v'nidasa. By Nida, she can't bring Eden. What, can't have Eden being made that she's a Nida, that she's no longer a Nida, that she was Soferes, that she was Tovelis? It just doesn't make sense. The Fika Cheminasa Torah, the Eimah made them imena, Lashar Adios Klaal, she ain't done an Efsha Mishay Efsha. There's a rule in Shas that ain't done an Efsha Mishay Efsha. If this Exeris HaKosa that teaches you in a case where it's Efsha, the Dark Achrina, if it's Efsha to do something in a different way, okay, so that's Exeris HaKosa, that she's going to be Nemenes. But you can't learn from that a rule to call it Tarkula, because it's an exception to the rule. If it's Efsha, so the rule might apply there, but you can't be done Efsha, Misha Efsha, a case where it's Efsha. Maybe it's not going to, maybe the rule doesn't apply. So that answer to the Ramban, you know, is pretty straightforward, right? That we can understand. Since it's Efsha for anyone else to be made on Anida, it doesn't make any sense that the Torah would require two Aiden to testify that Anida. This doesn't make sense. So that's Exeris HaKosav. That's Exeris HaKosav. You can't learn from that, says the Rabbi. You can't learn from that. Because, of course, Anida is something special. The Torah has to trust Anida by herself. But it done Nefshir Mishin Yefshir. You can't learn from Anida to call it Tarkula to say that Eidachar is not be certain called Tarkula. So that answer the Rabbi would get. But the Rabbi had a different answer, the first answer. He says, no, it's a lumpus, that she has to be an emenes legabe atzma, so memela, she has to be an emenes legabe baila as well. That's how the Ramban is doing. Now, before we address this first teretz of the Ramban, because once we have two answers of the Ramban to this kasha, so one readily recognizes that could be the key to explaining Rashi. Now, what's the kasha we had against Rashi? Why did Rashi learn that Eidach HaNeva Bisurin is derived from a precious Truma and Shchita? Let him learn from Nida. Let him learn from Nida. The same answer that the Ramban is going to give, why we're not going to learn from Nida that Eidach should be Nema and even Keneged Ischaz Gisura, that same answer we could give for Rashi. Rashi didn't want to learn from Nida B'chlal. Ain't done in Efsha Mishai Efsha. Second parrot to the Ramban. And Nida's different, because since she's Nemenes, the Gabi Atzma, she has to be Nemenes, the Gabi Baila, but you can't learn the Kalat Rukum. The answer for Rashi could be Pashut. You don't need the fancy longus we said last time, that no, Rashi holds that Nida's enough Shverva. It's a possibility, but it's not Mukhruk. You don't have to say that, but that's Rashi. You could say Pashut, that Rashi didn't learn from Nida like Tosfos, because he felt Nida's special. Nida's special. For one of two reasons, the two reasons the Rabban gave. So therefore, Nida is Exeris HaKosav, but you can't learn from Nida the Kol HaTorah Kula that Eidachar is Neman Bisur. Okay, so these are the different approaches that we can give the Das Rashi. Let's just analyze this first teretz in the Ramban. Okay, now that we have the structure, we have the framework to answer for Rashi, so now let's delve into the Ramban and try to understand what he's saying. What did the Rabban say? That the nidas nemenes legabe baila, shmitosh nemenes al atzma nemenes nami lebaila. Since she's nemenes legabe herself, then she has to be nemenes legabe lebaila. What does that mean that she's nemenes legabe atzma? Who gave her the right to? Like who gave her that nemenes either? Why should she be nemenes legabe atzma? Why should she be nemenes legabe atzma? Is someone nemen legabe atzma leini shita? Leini nafreshes truma? Why should she be nemenes legabe atzma? Yes.
Schweizer we saw a few years ago said that someone's nemen machmas atzma about mamon.
Nemen machmas atzma?
Nemen on themselves.
He's nemen on themselves legabe mamon. What do you mean by that? If they have mamon, but the nemen is legabe atzma legabe mamon.
I remember exactly the case where the Schweizer was talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think, Shlomo?
She's doing it to herself. Mice is on herself.
The mice is it? Which mice?
Tefillah.
The mice of tefillah is on herself. Well, you could also say that the continuing of the tumah is on herself, right? The tumah is yotzo migufa. It relates to her guf. The whole tumah, the status of tumah or tara by the nida relates to her guf. Relates to her guf. So because it relates to her guf, it kind of makes sense a little bit that she should be nemenes legabe atzma. Maybe she should be nemenes legabe atzma. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva in Yeridayim, it's in Kuf Mem Zayin. He says that the Shoel explained in the Ramban, that you know why a woman is nemenes legabe atzma? Because it's a chazaka, she's not going to be mekalkel herself. She's not going to ruin herself. Chazaka she'ena mekalkeles atzma. That's what the Shoel wanted to say. And the Chasam Sofer shries chai v'kayim again. And he said, what are you talking about? But that's why the nida is nemenes, because there's a chazaka, she's not going to be mekalkel herself. So then what should emerge is that any eid echad should be neman about a certain thing as long as he's taking part. Right? If he's taking part, then he should be neman. Because chazaka, that he's not going to be mekalkel himself. He gives an example. He says, let's say an eid echad testifies that a gerushin took place. Right? Levar hadav. He's testifying that the gerushin took place. So if he wants to marry the woman, so then he should be neman. Right? Because chazaka, he's not going to be mekalkel himself, but he's going to say that she's a grusha, but if she's an eishes ish, it's not a chri of kares. So maybe he should be neman, because chazaka, that he's not going to be mekalkel himself. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense to say something like that. We generally assume that the more nogea be'edus that the aid is, the less he's neman. Right? If it relates to him, or if he has an interest, then he's less neman. So what does this mean? What, chazaka, she would be mekalkel herself, so therefore what? So it's in her interest to say that she's tahora. She wants to say that she's tahora. She'll be muteres labayla then. So how can we trust her? How can we trust her? That's not the reason why she should be nemenes. It could be what the Ramban means, says the Chasam Sofer. Against the show. Says the show's svar is very difficult. It's very difficult. So what is the pshat? So the Chasam Sofer wants to say that the pshat is that a woman is nemenes lagabe atzma because about dover sheyotza megufa. Dover shebegufa, mamish. Mamish shebegufa. Not that it relates to her. No, it's all about her. It's completely about her. The status of nidus is all about her body. So something that's davish abagufa mamish, the dam comes out of her, so it makes sense that she's nemenes legabe atzma. Nemenes legabe atzma means what? She's nemenes legabe atzma to determine whether she's tahora tumeya. Nafkamina le'inyan what? Le'inyan what? She's tahora tumeya, tum of atara. What? Touching things, right? Right. Touching truma, touching kachim, right? Eating truma of a kachim. So she's nemenes legabe atzma. If she goes to the mikveh, she can tell herself. She doesn't have to tell herself, but she knows that she's tahora. So she's tahora, then she can eat truma of a kachim. But it's more than that. Once she's nemenes legabe atzma, le'inyan truma of a kachim, le'inyan truma of a tara, so legabe atzma, there's another element. Right? Nida, there are two parts to Nida. There's the Tumah V'Tara part to Nida, and there's the Issa L'Baila, the Issa to anyone. Right? She's not allowed to be with anyone. So if she's a Menas Agave Atzma, that means she's a Menas Agave Atzma for all aspects of Nida. For Tumah V'Tara, Tumah V'Kachim, but she should also be Neman L'Gave Atzma, that she should be with Teres B'Viyah to other people. she should be able to be moser es atzmo lebia to other people. Why not? That's also legabe atzmo. Yeah, but the problem is, regarding bia, if you trust her about herself, then you have to trust her legabe the boel too. Because it's not a one-sided affair over here, right? If you trust her about herself, that she should be able to be moseres es atzmo lebia, so by definition, you're trusting her legabe the boel too. So maybe that's what the Ramban has in mind. That since it's a dover, that's totally begufa, the whole status of Mida is totally begufa, so she has to be Nemanes Legabi herself. But Nemanes Legabi herself means vis-a-vis all of the halachas of Mida. What, Legabi Tum Vatar, I'm going to trust her for herself, and Legabi Bia, I can't? Stoma, she's Nemanes Legabi Atzma, Legabi Bia too. Okay, but the problem is, if she's Nemanes Legabi Atzma for Bia, she has to be Nemanes Klapi the Boel too. Because she can't be Moseres as Atzma Lebia if the Boel is going to be Asur to her. If she's going to be Asura to the Boel. So the Nemenes Legabe Atzma of the Nida forces you to say that she's going to be Nemenes Legabe the Boel also, Legabe the Baal. That could be what the Ramban means. That Nida is totally different. Not that it's Iefsha. That's not the Yisod. That's a good teretz too. That's the second teretz of the Ramban. But the first teretz is that since it's a Dover Hayotze Migufa, the whole status of Nida is dependent on her goal. So she has to be Nemenes Legabe herself. And Nemenes Legabe herself means for all halachas of Nida. So that means she has to be Nemenes Legabe the Boel also. Because if not, then there's something missing from the Nemenes Legabe Atzma in terms of Nida. This is how the Chacham Sofer wanted to understand the Ramban. Right? But the Lashon of the Ramban is this. Let's see it again. Shani Asher Shitosh Nemenes Al Atzma Nemenes Nami Lebayim. There's a lot in there, right? She's Nemenes Legabe herself, the Smeit. She's Nemenes Legabe all aspects of Nida, not just Tumah V'Tahar, but even Bia. Right? If she's a menace Lagabi herself with Bia, then she has to be a menace Lagabi the Baal. So even if you don't see this in the Ramban in Gidden, but the Ramban in Yevamos and Piches, Ramban says it even more clearly. This is in packet 7. The last Maramokam in packet 7. Ramban there in Yevamos and Piches and Aleph. Here is it. Page 5 in packet 7. In Toma, our friend Ramban, the Tipshul and Yehuda the Amar Achmanu B'Sefel Ola Atzma. The Avol Bishul Zuka Nida Nemenes Lomar Tovaldi Shema Envi Odeh L'Sakin Achshav. Interesting, right? Ramban toys with the biyada. He says maybe Nida is not biyada. Maybe it's not biyada to be tovel as Asher. Nevertheless, she's going to be nemenes. Ikalamem is up to Ramban. He atzma shayin. She's different. Rachmana hemna me'acha shu maisa shal atzma. Ah, it's gold. Lashon Ramban is gold here. Me'acha shu maisa shal atzma. He didn't just say she's nemenes legabe atzma. He tells you why she's nemenes legabe atzma. It's a maisa about herself. Mitosh nemenes la'atzma. Ve'osa maisa v'kach nemenes afilu l'bayim. It's very thin here in the Ramban, right? He said she's nemenes la'atzma because it's a maisa shalatzma. What does that mean, maisa shalatzma? The nidus is a maisa shalatzma. Right? The tuma is a maisa shalatzma. The tara is a ma'isa shlatzma, that's the tefillah. She's being tovel herself. So the tumah is yotze megufa, the status of tumah is a ma'isa shlatzma. The status of tara, through the tefillah, is a ma'isa shlatzma as well. That's point number one. Mitosh nemenes la'atzma, since she's nemenes l'gabi herself, so the Rabbah could have just said, she's nemenes l'gabi by the two. He doesn't say that. He says, mitosh nemenes la'atzma, ve'osa ma'isa b'kach. What does that mean? It means that she's able to do maisim based on that nemanis, including eating shuvah kachi. Including, she's also maisa la'atzma, that she could be moser herself l'bia. So if she can do a maisa, she's also maisa b'kach through her nemanis, it makes sense. She's nemanis l'gabi b'ayla too, because the maisa bia relates to the ba'al, it involves the ba'al. So if she's nemenes l'gabi herself to be moser es atzma l'bia, then she has to be nemenes l'gabi the ba'al too. That's why Nida is Neman. But to say that Eidach and Neman Bisurin can call it Tarakula, you can't learn from Nida Zakh Ramban. It's a special Nemanus of the Nida. The special Nemanus of the Nida. And the second Teretz is, in Gittin, he says, in Dan Neshe Mishi Efshin, Nida Zeev should have someone else being Eid, so therefore the Nida is Nemanus. But the Tzad Shavah, the Tzad Shavah, the Tzad Shavah, is that he holds Nida is different. You can't learn from that to call it Tarakula. Questions? Yes, Shlomo.
What's the first answer of the Ramban? Why can't Tosfos still? Why can't that be good with Tosfos? Still, she believes that her husband, but it could also work for. It could also be a Malka. It doesn't necessarily like.
We've discussed the Ramban and explained him. I hope well to the point that you say to yourself, why did Tosfos give that answer? Right? Tosfos should have just said that. That's always the problem. Right? You have to figure out why did Tosfos not say this? Why did Tosfos certainly ain't done an Efshe Mishiyah, so that's a pretty good answer. Right? Why did Tosfos consider that? Sorry?
The first answer. Still
you're saying the first answer.
Should not be a problem according to Tosfos.
Maybe Tosfos holds that Nida is still a Chiddush. Right? The fact she's the menace of Gabi Aksim. Okay. But to say that she's the menace of Gabi Baila? Maybe she's the menace of Gabi Aksma. Only for Tumah V'Tara, but something that relates to the Baal, maybe she wouldn't be Nemes. Or maybe you could learn from here that Eidach and Nemes be Surin, the fact that she's the Menes of Gabi Baal. The Ramban makes us believe that if she's the Menes of Gabi Atzma, then she has to be the Menes of Gabi Baal. Come on, that's obvious. So you can't learn from this the Kol HaTorah Kula, because this is an exception. But Tosfos says, no. Maybe she's the Menes of Gabi Atzma, but not the Gabi, not Le'inyin Bia. She's the Menes of Gabi Atzma for Tumah V'Tara, for Shukun Kachim, another Gabi Bia. Why is she Nemenes Legabi Baila? Because Ein Echad is Nemen Bisurin. And for that you can learn to call it Tarkul. Maybe that's how Tosfos was learning. Okay. This concludes Pakeh number 7. So now we have to move to the next stage of the Gemara. We're going slowly but surely, trying to get to the whole Sugya. Seeing so much at every stage of the Gemara. Beautiful Sugya. You have to be patient. Patient, take every line. Every line is gold. You have to take it slowly and carefully and try to understand. Back and forth in the Gemara. So let's take it from the Kashim. The Gemara asks, Ema daminan, Eidechon emon bisurim, Kigon, Chaticha, Sabek Shochela, Sabek Shoshuman, the lowest Chazik Yisur. Avalhocha is Chazik Yisur, the Eish is Ish, Havigdav Sheva Erevin, Dav Sheva Parat Mishnah. Gemara asks, how can the Shliach be Neman? Even though we know that Eidachar is Neman Bisurin, Eidachar is Neman Bisurin only if it's low is Chazik Yisur. Avol Hocha the is Chazik Yisura the Eishes Ish. Havi Davisha Be'erva Vein Davisha Be'erva Vavos Mishnah. What is the Gemara talking about? So, if you just had the first line, we would have said it's enough. Right? What does the Gemara say? The Hocha is Chazik Yisura, the Eishes Ish. Lechora, Eidachar should not be Neman Bisura. You just told me that Eidachar is Neman Bisura and only flows Chazik Yisura, but here it is Chazik Yisura, so he shouldn't be Neman. Akan. It should have been enough to ask that. What's the Havi Dover Sheba'erva? It sounds like it's all one Kasha. But what do you need Havi Dover Sheba'erva? Even without Dalmei Hochi. Right? Forget. Cut it off. Even without Dover Sheba'erva, it's still a Kasha. If the din is that Eidachar is Neman Bisur and only Shalokan Agra Chazak, but here there is a Chazak, it's a Chazak Yisur and Eish Azish, so he shouldn't be Neman. Pasha, the Kasha is Pasha. Well, what are you adding the next part? So this is a Kasha that troubles the Ramban, among other Rishon. Then Mrs. Tosis also was troubled by this. Tosis, the Masal Havi that we read yesterday, he also was troubled by this. He just doesn't ask it as a Kasha. But it's clear that he was troubled. We'll get to Tosis in a moment. But the Ramban makes a big deal out of this. He really asks a Kasha. He says, "Avol Hocha is Chazik Yisura the Eishes Ish Avidav Shereva and Dav Shereva Pavas Mishnayim." Koshali, Kevin, this Chazik Yisura Filu B'Shari Yisurim Nami Kedamina B'Perek Ha'isha Rabbam. Behegdish V'Konamos, this Chazik Yisura D'Lo Mehemen. Hok the Ramban, once it's this Chazik Yisura, it's even B'Shari Yisurim, even non Dav Shereva Erva, even non Dav Shereva Erva, he should be Nema B'Makom Chazaka. The Dover Sheba Erva, Filo Lo is Chazik Nami in Pochas Mishnayim. Tafilu le'isa nami in pochas mishnayim k'demi b'per kodesh makadosh. Rambam basically is saying, like either or, you don't need both, right? If it's a schazik yisura, so then he shouldn't be neman even if it's only yisur, even if it's not davar she'erva. And if it's davar she'erva, then even if lower schazik yisura, you need shnayim. So one kasha is sufficient. Why is the Gemara has two kashas? Why is the Gemara has two kashas? Now the way I put it to some Talmidim, I was talking with Seder, is let's say someone tells you that the only people who can play on the basketball team are those who are seniors and they're 6 foot tall. 6 feet tall. Right? So then someone asks, so why is he playing? Why is he playing? He's Dacha 5'9 junior. So you say to yourself, just 1 second. Like, just say he's 5'9". You don't have to say he's a junior. If he's 5'9", he can't play on a basketball team. No way. 5'9 is not short. But on this basketball team, okay? He's 5'9". You don't have to say that he's a junior. And if you're going to say he's a junior, so just say he's a junior. He's not a senior, so he can't play. What? Why do you need the kugel for? Why do you need to make it complicated? Especially because you haven't said that it's a double question. You haven't said it's a double question. You said he's a 5'9 junior. That's the kasha. Just 1 second. You don't. Well, why do you need both parts to that kasha? Lahavdol. Lahavdol. That's not. Lahavdol. But sometimes you know when you think of a case that you can relate to, it makes it easier to understand the kasha. So of course we look at that situation and say, well, you're really asking two questions. He's 5'9" and he's a junior. Yeah, but you didn't say that. You didn't say he's 5'9" v'od. He's a junior. Right? You didn't say v'od. He said vote, so then I'd see it's two kashas. But if he says he's a 5'9 junior, I'm confused. What do you need both parts? It sounds like you need both. A 5'9 junior can't play. But if he wouldn't be a 5'9 junior, he would be able to play. It's cheskas iser and dom shavarva. What do you need dom shavarva? Right? If it's isur and cheskas iser, he's not going to be neman. And if it's dom shavarva, even if it's lowest chazik isur, he's not going to be neman. That's the Ramban's kasha. Lahavta. Talk to Ramban, the is nuskit lo garsiach. El abu hocha, the schazik yisur, the ishish lo. Ramban says there are some scholars that don't have these key words in the Gemara. It doesn't say habi dab shvevet, it just says the first one. That eidach is nem bisurin shlo kenegra chazoka, abu hocha, the schazik yisur, the ishish lo. He should be neman, period, adkan. That would be simple. If that's what the Gemara said, it would have been simple. So the Ramban says, takadir of yourselves, that take away the second part of the kash. Because it's not necessary. But if you go raise this kasha, dovah sheva erva, ve'en dovah sheva pagul mishnayim, or better, havi dovah sheva erva, so don't be goris just havi, you gotta get involved. Havi garsina ve'havi dovah sheva erva. Ha'inami b'pera ka'isha rabba, u'perish d'chod of ha'od ka'aminan, d'chod of ha'od ka'aminan. So after Ramban, if you are goris ve'havi dovah sheva erva, then it's taka svei kushis, two kashas. It's not one kasha, it's two kashas. If it's one kasha, we don't understand why you're asking it like this. So if it's two kashas, then we have the beginning of an understanding. V'lo nehira, concludes the Ramban. Because it's not mistaber that it's like that. The Ramban is so troubled with his kasha that he prefers the girsa that doesn't have havidam shvarev at all. It just shows you how strong he feels this kasha is. But we do have the girsa. So we do have the gears, so what's the gears? The Ramban says, there's another nusach. That's what the Masoret HaShoah says. V'havi davar sheva'erva. Not havi davar sheva'erva, but v'havi davar sheva'erva. The two kashas. Two kashas. What are the two kashas according to the Ramban? What are the two kashas? So it would seem as though the Ramban is learning like this. The first kash is that Eid Echad is not neman v'yisurin k'neged acheskas yisur. What's the second kasha? What's the second kasha? Rabban passes. He says, we say in Yevamos that Eid Echad is not neman k'neged chazaka. He says, that's the psak. That's the tzad. There's a suffix in the Gemara Yirach. But he assumes that the maskon is that Eid Echad is not neman. It's not neman k'neged chazaka. So he says, the first kasha is that here it's cheskas isser, the eishasish, the Eid Echad should not be neman, it's against the chazaka. What's the second kasha? So the Rabban's understanding of the second kasha, l'chora, must be that even if it weren't ischazik yisurin, even if it weren't ischazik, it is. But the kasha is, even if it weren't ischazik yisurin, it's still a shav davar sheva erva, ve'davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim. That's how the Ramban understands the two kashas. Okay? Yes.
If you don't, if you take out Havidah Vashaverba, would they keep the next part of the Gemara in the Vashaverba of Kishtai?
No, they take it all out. Yeah. These are the Ramban understood the two kashas. I think Tosus also understood that there are two kashas, but Tosus had a different understanding of those kashas. What those two kashas are. What does Tosus say? Let's go back to the Tosus we saw yesterday. Havi Dovah Sheva Erva. Hai Dinoka Dovah Sheva Erva. What's Tosus saying? That's a kasha. Hai Dinoka Dovah Sheva Erva. Tosus is asking the same kasha as Ramban. He just puts it in four words, right? He doesn't say the Toma, the Tema, right? Yeshua Hakshos. He doesn't formulate it as a kasha. Afalgav, he doesn't formulate it as a kasha, but it's clear that it's a kasha. It's bothering. There's something nagging Tosus. What is unique, though? You just said that Erechon is not an Bisur. Can I get a Skazik Yisur? Here it is, a Skazik Yisur. So that's it. You don't need Dovah Sheva. That's his cash. Same as Rambam.
Omeri, we should go Isha Rabba, Bishar Yisur, Yol Tevel, the Hector Rechon Namos, Misafu, Ani Mehem, and Afil, Lis Chazik Yisur, Vela, the other, although.
What's he saying? Gemara Yivama says a Sofeg, whether Erechon is Nem, or Bisur, and can I get a Chazak on? The Gemara Nibamba says a suffix in din whether an Eidechad is Neman Bisur and Kineged Chazaka. So that's what the Gemara said. Yeah, Havi Dovah Sheva Erva. The Tosus also was learning that there are two kashas, but what are the two kashas? Nachamo, the Ramban, we learned the two kashas going to Ramban. Ramban is saying, first of all, that Eidechad is not Neman Bisur and Kineged Chazak Yisur. And he paskins that way. So what's the second kasha? The second kasha is not something about din, it's that even if this were not his chazak yisura, nevertheless, he still shouldn't be nema. The shliach echad should not be nema because it's a dovah sheva erva and dovah sheva erva. Tosus is not learning like that. Tosus is saying that the first kasha is the same. First kasha is that erechad is not nema b'yisura, can I get his chazak yisura? Says Tosus, even if you'll tell me that erechad is nema b'yisura, and afilu can I get his chazak yisura, like that sad in the Gemara Yevamos, that's the assumption of the second kasha. Not even if this case were not a case of the chazak yisur. No, even if Eidechad is neman bisurin, afilu keneged chazkasis, so like that side of the Gemara Yevamos. But this is Dovah Sheva Erva. If ain't Dovah Sheva Erva, because of Mishnayim, Eidechad can't be neman over here because it's Dovah Sheva Erva. That's how Tosus understood the two kashas in the Gemara. Okay, so far so good. Both Tosus and the Rabban are learning that there are two kashas here. Ramban doesn't even like that pshat, but he does suggest it. Ramban really prefers saying that it's one kasha, just take out Dovah Sheva Erva. But then he offers a pshat in the second possibility, right, that there are two kashas. And Tosus says the same thing, but they have two different ways of understanding that kasha. As we just saw. Okay. This is step number one. Daniel.
I understand Tosfos' second one, like practically, if there's a suffix, then we definitely need the second answer that Gemara gives. But because of Ramban, we never really need the second answer Gemara gives. It's just a nice thing. What is this case of not Sadr Surah?
Right. So, according to the Ramban, what you have to say is that the Gemara is like setting us up so we know the halachas. We know the halachas, know all the details of the case. But maybe Taki you're right, Daniel. Maybe that's why the Ramban concludes by saying the love here. Doesn't like it. Because, like, what do we need it for? There's enough of a kasha without it. Like, it's really not necessary. But it could be that's the pshat. The pshat is the Gemara is setting us up with a full flavor to understand the full dynamics of, or the exact different possibilities of the sugya. Yisurin, Dovah Sheva Erva, etc. Yes, the problem.
How can we say that according to the Ramban, that the question would be that even if you're not going to say it's a case of Chazak Yisura, she's an ish is ish, well, how would it not be a Chazak Yisura?
No, even if we were not talking about a case of Chazak Yisura, even if we were not talking about a Chazak Yisura, it still couldn't be done because it's Dovah Sheva Erva.
But it doesn't fit into the context of the Gemara, because we're talking about a case where there is a Chazak Yisura.
Right, but the Gemara basically is saying there are two reasons why the Shliach shouldn't be done. First of all, it's against Cheskes.
Even if you forget about that.
And forget about that. It's Dovah Sheva Erva. Like, don't go to the jugular. This is Dovah Sheva Erva. Go to the main kash. Okay. So we do see that the Rishonim, different Rishonim, are open to learning the Gemara as is in two kashas. The Ramban doesn't like it, but he's open to the possibility, and he can explain the two kashas according to Ramban and according to Tosfos. One of the Rishonim, though, is very adamant that there's only one kasha. Right? He kept the gears exactly the way we had it. Not Behavi, but rather Havi Doshirah. Who is that Rishon? Marik. Shev Shmaitz is Marik. This is Shmaitz number three. Enjoy them while you have them. I don't know what they're doing. So much Shmaitz of it. On this sugya, he made a pick. He was talking a lot in the Shem Brachas about this. Maybe he was going to get in that game. He was going to call it Darko. So what does the Marik say? Let's see the Shmaitz together. A little bit. It's a beautiful piece in Shmaitz, but again, like everything, you know, if you have time, you should read the whole parak. But at the same time, you know, sometimes it can get burdensome, and I want to get to a point. So sometimes I'll pick and choose. The emes is the second Dibur Maaskal, Omnom, quotes a Chuvas Maimini, a very beautiful Chuvas Maimini that talks about this issue. You know, it was hard for me to hold back from that second paragraph, but I held myself back. I had self-control. First step to choose. But, you know, if you have time, it's kedai to read some more. What does the Shmaitzah say? He says, he thinks that Eid Echad is not Neman B'Davar Sheba'erva in all circumstances. I mean, the truth is, before you saw the Shmaitz, you would have said the same thing. Does it matter whether it's a schazik yisur or a lower schazik yisur? What does it matter? If it's davish abeirva, that's it. And why should you say that's it? Why? If someone asked you a question about the parameters of a particular halacha, and you say, well, I think it's like this. So how can you say I think? Like, what's your rationale? Where do you go to explain why you think a certain way? To what?
Of course.
The source, go to the Makkah. So what is the Makkah that ain't Dover Sheva Pavel Mishnah? Dover, Dover, Mimama. That's where the Shmaitzah goes. He says, the Kevin, the Alfina, Dover, Dover, Mimama, Kol Din, Toras, Maman, Allah. The Gabi Maman, if you will like a Chazaka Klal, Nami, ain't Eid Echad Mehem. The Shmaitzah says that by Maman, the Eid Echad is not Neman by Maman, even Shalom can I get a Chazaka. Not Neman by Din and Maman, that's the Chalam. So why should Dover Sheva be any different? How does he know that? Complicated case. Right? The Gemara in Bav Metzia said, what happens? The person finds an Aveda, and he doesn't know whom to return it to. So we know that he waits to see if someone can produce Simanim. So let's say two different people have Simanim. There's Simanim, the Simanim, the Eid Echad. Meaning Reuven has Simanim for this object, Shimon has Simanim for the object, and one Eid testifies on the side of, let's say, Shimon, right? Side of the second guy who has Simon. So what do you do? Yeniach. The Eid Echad doesn't win out of here. Now, Hashem HaSaved is a case where you have no Cheskas Mamon. We don't know who the Bible is. There is no Chazaka over here. So from the Shmaitzah, you see here that Eid Echad is not Neman, but Dine Mamon is even Shalom Keneged HaChazaka. Right? Even if there is no Cheskas Mamon. So he says from that we should learn that Ein Eid Echad Neman B'Davar Sheba'erva, even not can I get a Schazik Yisra? Not just because there's a Schazik Yisra, but even without a Chazaka, it's no different than Maman. If Eid Echad is not Neman by Maman, even Shalom can I get a Chazaka, you shouldn't be Neman B'Davar Sheba'erva, Shalom can I get a Chazaka either. Hosam, like a Moksa Klal, Vafilu Achi Ein Eid Echad Kom Le'edus Maman Klal, Kain, who adin, L'Davar Sheba'erva, Eino Kom, Afilu Lekha Chazaka. That's the Shmaitz's wrath. A raya from the Gemara of Bavnitsi. But he says from the Chuvas Maimini, sounds like a little bit different than that. Okay, we'll leave the Chuvas Maimini aside. Comes the Sheva Shmaitza, and he says later, he says, after I wrote all this, after I said the Sheva Brachas Torah, and I wrote all the back and forth, I found the Chuvas Maariah Kumamish talks about this issue. So let's turn to that. That's on page Reish Tezayin there in the Shmaitz, page 2 in the Impact. Acher Kosvi Zoros Matzazi Gishut Marik Shorish Ein Beis. There's a lot in this Marik Sherashayim Beis. We referred to this Marik a few times already. Herav means that by Shem Shikasa, the Menadin, Hoy Lama Lama, the Pisha Nemen of Lama, Meis Baili, Nidu the Havi, Anidu. The Iker Adin, Zaka Marik, a woman should be Nemes, the same Meis Baili. She was married. Now she says her husband died. So she should be Nemes just like Anidu. Nidu the Havi, Anidu, the Nemes Alatsma, the Afinu, the Gesaf of Lama. Marie says, "Me ikarat, then the woman should be nemanet the same as Baili, just like Nida." Afa gav davi davi sheva erva. What are you going to tell me? Meis Baili is a davi sheva erva. She's talking about issues, of course, issues, status of a gavra. At least according to those shivas, arayas. She's talking about according to Tosas number one. It's not davi sheva erva. It's not happy, but. Right, according to most sheikhs, it is a davar sheva erva. So how can Eidechot, how can the woman be in a menace? Avagav davi davar sheva erva, enepavos b'shtayim, ilav mishum de ischazek yisura. Really, me'ikar adin, the woman should be in a menace, even though it's a davar sheva erva, she should be in a menace of the Marini. The only reason why me'ikar adin, the woman is not in a menace, is the same as Baili, you need a special... A chiddush of the Gemara Yevam was a chiddush of the Chachamim to trust the woman. It's not because they don't share about the Mishnayim. It's because it's a schazik yisura. She's the cheskes eishesish. That's the reason, says Rav Marie. The chayin adas machras, and this makes sense. The law of mina named don't share about the Mishnayim. El adavka hecha shebeshoa shemeid olea eid echad laatira he becheskes yisra erva. Ein dava shemar pavos mishnayim only means if there's a cheskas iser. If there's no cheskas iser, eid echad would be neman even by dava shemar. Wow, that is definitely a collector's item. You have to talk to the guy in camp about this one. I mean, this is a must. Like my rig holds that eid echad is neman by dava shemar, if there's no cheskas iser. Wow. How? How does he say that? What's the svar? She says, "Oh, Kevin the Gamina Dover Dover. We learn from Mama Dover Dover. Ikalamemer, don't we know who we know? Let's learn from that. Let's use Mama to teach us about Dover Sheva Erva. Ma hasam lahotzi Mama necheskasa afkalon tiisha necheskas iser or necheskas eter. Right? When do we say that Eid Echad is not Neman? The Mama that you need Dafka Shnei Eidin. That's to be motzi the Mama from a chazaka." To be motzi the mamon from a cheskes bailin. But if you're not being motzi the mamon from anyone's chazaka, if there is no cheskes mamon, eid echad is neman even by mamon. So who I deny? By davar sheva erva, what's the difference? What's the difference? Davar sheva erva should be the same. You learn davar sheva erva mamon. Feyecha to be neman by mamon by mokum that there's no cheskes isser. By mokum there's no cheskes mamon. So you should be neman. By Dava Sheva Erva also, if there's no cheskas is, that's what the Marik wants to say. That's what the Marik wants to say. Aye, the Shmaitz is right from Hashem HaSaveda, we'll get him. Shmaitz is right, we'll get him. Before we get to it, let's finish Marik. Not the Marik, but Chayim Muchav Resh Parakamadiyim. Says, not only do I think that Misvara, it makes sense, that Neirechad Shvinem and the Dava Sheva Erva, if there's no cheskas is, but it's before Shvinem Ragin. Before Shvinem Ragin. Where? Who? What are you talking about? Let's see. The Torah, Emma Daminan, Erechad Neman, Bisurin, the Chule. Aval Hochad is Chazik Yisur, the Eishes Ish, Avi Dabashav Erev, Avi Dabashav Erev, Mashma Dilab is Chazik Yisur, the Eishes Ish, Lo Havi Aminan, Avi Dabashav Erev, Avi Dabashav Erev, Avi Dabashav. What's the Torah saying? It's like an amazing part. He's saying, Kasha the Gemara, makes a kubel out of two things, makes it siruf, forget kubel, right? It makes it siruf out of two things. First of all, that Eid Echad is not neman bisurin, if it's a schazik yisur. Well, maybe let me say that back. First of all, that there's a schazik yisur over here. And secondly, that it's davar sheva erva. Two things together. He's a 5'9 junior. Right? Two things together. It's a schazik yisur and it's davar sheva erva. And that's the kasha. The kasha of the Gemara is, how can the shleil be neman? It's called Cheschazik Yisura De Eishes Ish and Havidah V'Sher Baruch Mishnayim. Dr. Marie, what does that Kasha assume? It's assuming that that Ein Echad is not Neman B'Davar She'Be'Erva because it's Chazak Yisura. If you didn't need it's Chazak Yisura, so why should you have a kasha of a kugel? Right? A kugel and a kasha, right? However you say it, right? Why should you need two things? Just say it's Davar She'Be'Erva, and Davar She'Be'Erva needs to aid. And Davar She'Be'Erva is Mishnayim. No, the Gemara had to preface it by saying it's Chazak Yisura. This is Chazak Yisura, and that's why it's Davar She'Be'Erva is Mishnayim. Mashma, if it wouldn't be it's Chazak Yisura, Eid Echad is Neman even by Davar She'Be'Erva. That's the Marik's understanding of the kash. That the Gemara Dafka put two and two together. Because Eid Davar She'Be'Erva is Mishnayim only applies if it's Chazak Yisura. If it's not Chazak Yisura, you don't need Shnayim. Eid Echad would be sufficient then. So Raya, Eid Echad is Neman by Davar She'Be'Erva if it's not Chazak Yisura. This is how the Marik learned the Gemara. Sounds very nice, but just one second. Let's take a step back. Right, before we get to the Shmaitz's Rai and try to discuss our shots of it, you've got to take it slow. He just pulled the wool over your eyes, right? The Marik looked at the Maskon of the Gemara and said, well, you see, there are two things coming together. This is Chazak Yisur, Davar She'Be'Erva. It shows you that Ein Davar She'Be'Erva Ba'Davar She'Be'Erva is only by this Chazak Yisur. Just one second. What's the whole shock of the time of the Gemara, according to the Marik? We're not just talking Davar She'Be'Erva, we're talking about Yisur over here. How did he understand the Gemara? Now, what does the Gemara first say? Gemara says that the shliach is neman because Eid Echad is neman b'isurim. Because Eid Echad is neman b'isurim. The Gemara first says this is isurim, therefore the shliach should be neman. And then the Gemara asks, no, but even in isurim, Eid Echad is only neman. If it's not, it's chazak isurim. What's the Gemara saying? The whole kasha was that over here because it's chazak isurim. No, that's the last part. But how does the Marik understand the beginning? In the beginning of the Gemara, clearly, it's assuming we're talking about Yisurim. So what's the Shaka V'Tari according to the Marik? First, the Gemara says that it's Yisurim, Eid Echad should be Neman. Then the Gemara says, no, it's Chazak Yisurim, Eid Echad is not going to be Neman. Be Yisurim. And Havi Davar She'Be'Erva. There's a lot more in this Kasha than what the Marik is making us believe. Right? So what exactly is the Marik saying over here? I think the answer is the following. There's a kasha in Tosis which we're going to see. We haven't seen it. We'll see. Basically, Tosis asks a kasha. What's the whole Gemara talking about? Isurim Davar She'Be'Erva. Isn't it obvious that this is a case of Davar She'Be'Erva? What does the Gemara get hung up on Isurim at the beginning of the Sugya? Everyone knows this is Davar She'Be'Erva. It's Gerushin. The Shneach is being made about Gerushin. That the get is kasha. So, like, why is it not Davar She'Be'Erva? Tosis is going to ask that kasha. That's the little itty bitty Tosis. The second of Maskel 8. That we haven't seen yet. We'll get to it. Those is a very important yisod coming out of that. But this is a kasha everyone should ask. What's the Gemara talking about? Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim. This is Davar She'Be'Erva. And Taka the Gemara comes around to saying it's Davar She'Be'Erva. So we didn't know that in the beginning. We didn't realize in the beginning how Davar She'Be'Erva. It's Madna, right? The whole Shach V'Tar is Madna. Why do we start by saying it's Isurim and then we come out around to Davar She'Be'Erva? We knew it was Davar She'Be'Erva to begin with. Well, we only discovered that later. Oh, Taka Gerish is Davar She'Be'Erva. I forgot. What does that mean? The answer is the following. Gemara knew, but good and well, from the beginning, that Gerishin is Davar She'Be'Erva. But even though Gerishin is Davar She'Be'Erva, what's the Shliach being made on? What's he talking about over here? He's not being made that there was a Gerishin. That we see. There are eight in the Sira that see the Gerishin. He's being made about the Hechsher HaGet. He's being made about the Hechsher HaGet. So comes the Gemara and says, no. That's only Yisurim. Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurim. So he should be Neman despite the fact that it's a Davar She'Be'Erva. He should be Neman despite the fact that it's a Davar She'Be'Erva. Because by Yisurim, Eid Echad is Neman. And this is like Yisurim Sheva Davar She'Be'Erva. It's not a real Davar She'Be'Erva. It's something related to Gerushin, but it's not the Gerushin. It's about the Hechsher HaGet. Eid Echad could be Neman about that Eidus. So to that, the Gemara says, no, this is not just Yisurim. It's not just this. Can't just be Yisurim. Because Eid Echad is not Neman B'Yisurim Keneged Cheskas Issim. So you can't look at it like Yisurim. He wouldn't be Neman if it would just be Yisurim. He's not Neman B'Yisurim against the Cheskas Issim. This has got to be Davar She'Be'Erva. It's got to be Davar She'Be'Erva. And then Davar She'Be'Erva, Papa's Mishnayim. That's what the Gemara is saying. Initially, the Gemara is saying that this could be Isurim Sheba Davar She'Be'Erva, so to speak, right? It's talking about Gerushin, but not really. It's talking about the Hechsher HaGet, so maybe Eid Echad should be Neman. So to that, the Gemara says, no, it's Hischazik Yisura. It's Hischazik Yisura. And if it's Hischazik Yisura, it's not just
Isurim, it's a schazik isura. And if it's a schazik isura, so then this should be viewed as davar sheba'erva. V'ein davar sheba'erva bavas mishnayim by schazik isura. Right, that's really what the Gemara is asking. That's the back and forth, according to the Marik. So comes the Marik and says, so what does the Gemara say in the end? In the end, what does the Gemara say? That the reason why the Shliach is not Neman is because it's a Schazik Yisura and it's Davar Sheba Erva. If it would not be a Schazik Yisura and Davar Sheba Erva, then he would be Neman. Why? If it wouldn't be a Schazik Yisura, he would be Neman. Why? Why? Because then we wouldn't call it Davar Sheba Erva. We'd say this is just like Yisurim Sheba Davar Sheba Erva. Right? It's not something that's so chomer that's viewed as Davar Sheba Erva. But because it's a Schazik Yisura, and we always knew it was Davar Sheba Erva. If it's a Schazik Yisura with Davar Sheba Erva, Eyecha can't be Neman over there. Comes the Marik and says, well, what's Mavura from the Gemara? That if it wouldn't be a Schazik Yisura, even though it is Davar Sheba Erva, the Eyecha could be Neman. Right? So you see from here that Eyecha could be Neman, but Davar Sheba Erva, even if it's not a Schazik Yisura. Maybe that's the Shakletaria of the Gemara according to the Marik. But what does emerge that the Marik definitely holds, the Gemara saying that Eyecha could be Neman be Davar Sheba Erva if it wouldn't be a Schazik Yisura. Because you have the two coming together, that's why he's not going to be Neman. That's why he's Shai. Because it's both a Schazik Yisura and it's Davar Sheba Erva. Questions? Yeah.
What Yisura is there by the Kiyama
Shabbos? Yisura means that you're not testifying about the Davar Sheba Erva itself. You're testifying about something that relates to the Issa V'Heter, but it's not Davar Sheba Erva itself. The Davar Sheba Erva of Gerushin is that there was a Maisa Gerushin. Hechshar Get is not the Maisa Gerushin itself, it's something related to the Maisa Gerushin. So, for lack of a better term, I'll call that Yisura. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's something related to the Davar Sheba Erva, but it doesn't have the Chumrah of Davar Sheba Erva because it's only like a side issue related to the Davar Sheba Erva. This is the yisod of the Marik, that an Eid Erva could be Neman, but Davar Sheba Erva, if it's not a Schazik Yisura. And that's why he understood that the Kasha of the Gemara is really one Kasha, two parts to one Kasha. That because it's a Schazik Yisura and it's Davar Sheba Erva, that's why he is Shai. How's the Marik gonna be Dochen? How can he deflect the Raya of the test? How can he deflect the Raya of the test? What's the answer? What's the answer? What do you think?
Motzi
Mammon? What do you mean by that? Toz brought up a case where you're not, where what? Where there's no cheskas man, right? What would the case look like? Hashem Sveidah, right? The case of the Toz was siman v'simanim ve'eid echad. Right? Siman v'simanim ve'eid echad. We say yaniach. The eid echad doesn't win. So doesn't that show you that an eid echad, isn't Neman the Maman even if there's no Chazakah? He's not Neman the Maman at all, even if there's no Chazakah. Okay?
Maybe you could say that somebody's going to ask that on Shabbos Aveda. It's like, it's no one. It's not like Hefker, so it's considered to be someone. So you get rid of it. That's kind of like a Chazakah's Isser situation. Like, you can't, not maybe the Chazakah of not being Hefker, the Chazakah of like, that status, take it out of that.
But there still is no Chazakah's Maman. It's neutral. It's in a neutral status. It doesn't have a Chazakah's Maman. So if Eid Echad is not Neman over there, doesn't that prove Eid Echad is not Neman but the Davar Sheba Maman? There is no Chazakah. He's not Neman Maman at all. Eid Echad is not Neman Maman. He shouldn't be Neman by Davar Sheba Erva either. What's the Marik talking about? So there are two possible answers to this kash. One answer could be that Hashem Saveda, that case over there in the Gemara is different. Why is the case in the Gemara different? Because you don't have the Eid testifying just about the Aveda, and no one else expressing an opinion about the topic. Who is expressing an opinion against the eight? The Bach, right, one of the purported buyers, the person who says that he owns it. So that could be eight echad bach chosh.
Right? If the Eid Echad is being mukhash, if it's being contradicted by someone else, then all bets are off. We have a klal in the Gemara that Eid Echad b'akhash olav klum, that we just throw it out. So that might be different. The whole case might be different. You might not be able to bring a riot. The Shmaitzer feels it is a good riot, but Maria can say that's Eid Echad b'akhash, so it's totally different. That's one way to answer. The Shai Mishpat is an answer. The Shai Mishpat in Simon Lamed Gimel, the Karn Aleph, one of the Gedolei Achronim, on the Shulchan Aruch. It's like a ketzos. It looks like it. The old versions of the Shai Mishpat, they look like it. If you don't look at the outside of the Shai Mishpat, you think it's a ketzos of Hashem. It looks like it, the way it's printed in the Shulchan Aruch. But he was a god. He was Baba Basra, they quote Shai Mishpat, said he's a wolf. That's the Shai Mishpat answer. I saw Rav Sternbach in his Ha'oris on the Shmaitza. And this is the Shmaitza. Rav Sternbach Shmaitza is the one I use. It's a very nice print. I like his Ha'oris. I've always found his Rishimos B'Shmaitza to be very, very helpful. So he gives a different answer. He says, maybe Hashem Saved is different. The Pasuk says, V'haya imcha drosh achicha osu. The Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzeh. But there's a requirement on the part of the one who finds the Aveda to hold on to the Aveda until someone comes and brings Simon. It's a chiyuv not to give it back until someone comes and brings Simon. Right? So he wants to say that Simonim are as good as Eidim, not Shnei Eidim. Right? Shnei Eidim obviously take everything. But in Eid Echad and Simonim, maybe in Hashavas of Eidim it's equal. Because you see, Adrosh Achicha also means we're looking for Simonim. That's really what we're looking for here. So maybe you can say that Simonim v'Simonim v'Eid Echad is really like what? It's like Trey Kameya. Right, we had a case last year, right? The last year. That let's say you have Trey or Trey. Then you pile on more Eidim onto one of its studs. Right, let's say you have 100 against 2. If you ask me, it's 100 against 2. Of course I go with 100. No, we pass in Trey Kemeya that 2 is like 100. There's no greater beer than 2 Eidim. So you can pile on as many Eidim as you want. It's not going to carry the day. There's a discussion in the Rishonim whether if you pile on other types of Birurim, not Eidim, whether that will be Machriya. Can that offset the Eidim, right? Because you have Beis Eidim, right? And then on the other side you have Beis Eidim, right? So if you just have, I don't know, 30 Eidim, okay, 30 and 30 more Eidim, that's not going to do anything. Trey Kemei, that's not going to do anything. But let's say instead of 30 Eidim, you have what? You have what? A different type of beer, right? Like what? Like a roe. Or like what?
A coal.
A coal, very good. Or like a what? Migu. Oh, I knew you'd get it. Right, migu. Right? So these are all types of birurim. So the question is, are they machriya? So some say it's not going to be machriya. If 2 Eidim, which is the biggest beer, is not machriya, so why would migu be machriya? And others say, well, but it's a different type of beer. In the realm of the beer of Eidim, it's a trekemeya. You can't pile on more Eidim against 2 Eidim. But if you pile on a different type of beer, maybe it will be machriya. It's Dr. Schrembach, maybe that's the idea over here. Simonim is Simonim. Simonim is what you're looking for. That's the Iker Bir over here. So even if you have Eid Echad with the Simonim, what is that? That's like Simonim, V'Simonim, V'Simonim, V'Simonim. Right? It's like if you have more Simonim. So if one produces, you know, 16 Simonim, the other one gives another. If each one gives a Simon Muvuk, so then we don't know which way to go. Yaniach. We don't know which way. They both look like they're divided. The Eid Echad is not going to add to the Simonim. It's like a Trey Kameya. So maybe that's different. But if you wouldn't have Simonim and Simonim, if the Eid is the only one testifying, maybe Taka, he would be Neman and Hashavas Aved. That's what the Marik would say. That Eid Echad is Taka Neman, both in Mamanis and in Dovah Shabbat, as long as there's no Cheskas Maman. There's no Cheskas Maman and there's no other Bira, there's no Trey Kineo, there's no Simonim and Simonim, Eid Echad could be Neman in Maman. Even if there's no Chazak. Even if there's no chazaka, like by Hashavas Aved. Like by Hashavas Aved. Wow. This is quite a echad is neman the mammon without a cheskes mammon, that that he's neman the davar sheva erva, as long as it's not as cheskes sinim. So we're like a little shocked over here. You know, we had certain assumptions, and the Marikim blew us out of the water. Right? He said that you thought that Eidachar is not Neman B'davar Sheva Erva at all, ever. Even if there's no Cheskas Issa, comes to Marikim and says, no. Yitaka can be Neman if there's no Cheskas. So lest you think it's just a Marik, let me show you a Ran. The Ran also happens to hold this way. Before we see it in the Rishonah, we'd never believe it. The Ran says it. How many tell me the back of the Ran? The Ran of Kedusha. Okay. Let me share with you this Ran. Very beautiful Ran. The Mishnah says in Kedusha, right, we've been touching on a lot of the third paragraph of Kedusha over here. So the Mishnah in Kedusha, Nachon Gimel on the Bay, says, Kidashti Yasbiti Ve'en Yodea V'ni Kidashti. We know that a father is Neman to say that he was Mekadosh's daughter. The Pasuk in the Parsha Motzi Shemra, Parsha Kiseitze says, "Esbiti nasati laish hazeh." It's like I gave my daughter to this man, and now the hinehu sama lilos bevar, and he said it alzaras shemra against him. So from that we learn that God is never to say nasati laish hazeh. I gave my daughter to this man. So he's never to say that he married off his daughter or he accepted a gerush of his daughter. Let's say the person says that I was mekayish my daughter, but I forgot to whom. Very strange case. We can't imagine such a thing. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah says, what happens if he said this? Ubo acher va'amar ani kidashtiya. And someone comes and says, I'm the man. Right? Imagine, a very wealthy man says, right, there's a multi-millionaire that says, I was mekadosh my daughter. And then this guy comes and says, I was the one. Right? The father says, I don't know who it was. And the guy says, oh, I'm the guy, hey. You know, fair. whatever. Okay. So, Zok the Mishnah, Neman. He's Neman. Wow. So, Amarav, Neman li tenget, that ain't Neman lifnas. Not so fast, Shama. Right? He's Neman li tenget. Okay, but Chumra, when now Choshesh, maybe Hitaka was the man. So, for her to be Mutaris Lashok, she needs to get from this guy. But he's not Neman lifnas. He can't marry the girl. Right? We don't know for sure that that he married her. Nemali tanget ain adam chote velo lo. Hey, I heard that principle as well. Right? Nemali tanget, you also? Nemali tanget ain adam chote velo lo. A person doesn't do an avera if he has gets no benefit from it. So why would he? Right? He's not benefiting from giving her a get. Right? So ain adam chote velo lo. He's not going to cause her to do an avera. Now, if he says he's the husband, so if he gives her a get, she's going to marry someone else. It's going to turn out she'll do an avera. So he's not going to do that. He's not going to cause her to do that if he doesn't get any benefit. He's not marrying her. He's just running her again, right? And he doesn't get to marry the girl. So what's the point? So he's neman li tenget, but he's not neman lifnos ema yitzur tofel. Okay, he's not neman lifnos because we'll say that he has an ulterior motive. Yitzur tofel, kaspo tofel, whatever his money is, he wants the money, whatever it is. Rav Asi Omar af neman lifnos. Ravasi says, no, he's even Neman Lichnos. He's even Neman Lichnos. Why is he Neman Lichnos? So Rashi explains, the Lachotzit L'meimar L'fnei Ha'av Shekibu HaKidushin Anihu the Mirta Zdilma Makheshwe the Omar Yedana B'lava At Yadis the Kidushin. He's not going to get involved. The guy's not going to get involved because he's afraid that the father will say, look, I don't remember to whom I was Makadish, but to you, definitely not. That I know. That I know. It wasn't you. It was someone, but not you. He's afraid, and then he looks foolish. So Rav Asi says he's even neman lichnos. Okay. Oh, the Rav Asi, b'omeres niskadashti ve'en yodas l'miniskadashti v'achev amar kidashtiya she'en neman lichnos. Rav Asi though admits that even if the person is neman lichnos, if he says I'm the one that the father was mekadesh to, but if it's the girl who says niskadashti. Girl says, I accepted Kiddushin. I'm not talking about a katana. Let's say we're talking about a gadola. She says, I accepted Kiddushin and I forgot. I don't know whom I accepted Kiddushin from. So there, he's not Neman Lichnos. Why is that Neman Lichnos? So the Rashi explains, because the Gemara explained actually, that Shehi Mechapolov, that she's going to cover over him. Meaning, we assume tavla meisav tandu. We assume that women want to be married. Women at the time of the Gemara didn't have means of support, so we assume that she wants to get married. So, if this person will come and say that he's the one, so she'll say, "Okay, fine, I'll be married to you." Right. So, even if it's not the right one, she'll be machapala. She'll cover over him. She'll cover up over him. So he's not nema. Meaning, there's no umdana anymore. There's no umdana that he's afraid someone's going to be makfish. No, she's not going to be makfish because she wants to be married, and it's not like the father. The whole machlokas amorash, right? Is he nemon lichnos or not? What's it based on? Umdana. What's the umdana? What's the psychology over here? Is the person afraid to say that I'm the man, I'm the suitor, because he's concerned that the father is going to be makhishim, right? Or do we say no? Yitzhak Tokfa, that's more powerful. It's a question of what the umdana is over here. But if the umdana lines up with the guy, then he would be nemon. He'd be nemon. Factory shown him, why would the guy be Nema? It's Tacha Dava Sheba Erva, Ain Dava Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. How can he be Nema to say that he's the suitor? How can he be Nema to say that he's the one who is Makayish the woman? Ain Dava Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim is Tacha Pella. What it sounds like if the Umdana is just right, so he's Nema even Lechas. The Basi says that we don't assume that Yitzhak Tokfa, right? The Basi says that he's afraid that the guy is going to be Makhishim. That's such a strong umdana, that if it's not the truth, he wouldn't be saying anything. So if you have a good umdana, so then everything is fine. The Basi is a Pella. How can we say that he's Nemam? It's stuff of Davish Be'erva, and Davish Be'erva is Mishnayim. Stuff of Pella. A Pella. What's the answer? It's on the Ran. Ran has an eye opening comment over here. Up the Ran and Kedushin, they are left of Zainam and Alephant, Abi Ariyah. Ravasi Omer, Avnam and Livnos, Lakots of the Maymar, Gabi Ha'av, Shakir Lakidushan, and Yehud, the Mirtas, the Lamakishle, the Amiran, etc. Dr. Ran, Afo P. Shane, Babi Shaber, Babas Mishnayim, the Eidath of the Mehemelon, Mez Bale, Hanim Taima, explains why Eidath of the Mehemelon, Mez Bale, will be there after that. Afo P. Shane, Babi Shaber, Babas Mishnayim, Hosam Hulda Hotsia Mechaz Hosam. What does the Ran say? Ran says he's not being motzir from a chazaka. He's not being motzir from a chazaka. She's becheskas eshesish. The father said that she's mekudesha, so she is becheskas eshesish. He's not being motzir from a chazaka. Dr. Ran, he's not being motzir from a chazaka. Eirachad is neman even b'dav shabeach. Where did we hear that before? That's the marik. That eirachad is neman b'dav shabeach. As long as he's not motzir from a chazaka. Says the Ran, that's Ravasi Yeshita in the Gemara Kedusha. That's Ravasi Yeshita. Wow. The Eidach of the Nemah, the Darash of Erva, is not Mozi from a Chazaka. How are the other Yishanim going to understand the Gemara Kedusha? If this is a Gemara Kedusha, we're in big trouble. The Marik said it's a Gemara Yitin. So that, we're not so convinced of. We're not so convinced of his pshat in the Gemara, and frankly, it could be two Kashas. We can learn the Kasha and the Gemara differently. But a Gemara Kedusha, Ravasi? I mean, who's going to go against them? Who's going to go against them? How do we pass in that Gemara? Like whom? Ravasi? That's what the Rambam is. Oh, so who's going to go against the Gemara Kedusha? What's the answer? So the answer could be that maybe this is not Dava Sheva Erva at all. The Ran says that even though it's Dava Sheva Erva, the Eidecha can be Neman because it's not against the Chazaka. Maybe it's not Dovah Shabarva Bechlau. This is just Gilin Masabiyam. He's not talking about Dovah Shabarva. He's not being Mafkiya the Kedushin. He's not creating the Kedushin. What's he doing? He's just identifying himself as the Baal. Maybe that's not called Dovah Shabarva at all. Maybe that's how the other Rishonim would say. Because he's just identifying himself as the suitor. Maybe that's not called Damash Be'erva. So that's why Eidechad is going to be Neman over there. But the Ran didn't learn like that. The Ran said, no, it should be Damash Be'erva. But despite the fact that it's Damash Be'erva, he's still going to be Neman. Because Eidechad is Neman by Damash Be'erva as long as it's not against the Chazal. So it seems as though we have a major Machlokes from the Rishonim. Do we say that Eidechad is Neman by Damash Be'erva if there's no Eschad to be suitor? And what is it based on? It's based on Momin. question is, can we learn from Maman? I mean, we're going to learn Davar Sheva from Maman either way, but the question is an Eid Echad Neman by Maman if there's no Cheskas Maman? That's really the Shail over here. Right? The Shmaitzah says from Hashavah's Veda, you see that he is Neman by Maman with no Chazaka. Marik would say he's not. Marik says he's not. Seems as though it's a machlokas Rishonim whether Eid Echad is Neman by Maman without his Chazak Yisur. Whether Eid Echad is Neman by Maman without his Chazak Yisur. Did you get a chance to see the Ranu Chulin? Not
yet.
Okay. So let's leave it here. Look at the Ranu Chulin. The Ranu Chulin is the final word over here. We're going to put the Ranu's together. We're going to put it all together. Then we're going to move on to the final segment of this part of the session.